was a rabbi and a Talmudic scholar and became a Christian and obviously was looking for the financial and honorary benefits of his change, would be trusted so by the Christian leaders, it seems almost a little impolitic on their part, not wise. But they were so overcome at catching a fish and at making it stick that they wanted to show the rest of the Jews, look, if you become a Christian, you also can become a bishop. You can also become a cardinal. You can also make a dollar with us. So the church always gave blandishments and special rewards to Jews who converted to Christianity. Godiva chocolates. Now, there was I don't want to confuse us with names and books, etc. It's a very complicated story here, this 100 years. I'm going to simplify it by not explaining anything, but there was a famous rabbi, one of the most famous rabbis of Spain. His name is Rabbi Chasdai Ibn Kreshkesh. And he wrote a sefer called Or Hashem, the Light of God. He was the leading rabbi in Spain in the early 1400s. In the late 1300s and early 1400s. All of these people studied under him or were influenced by him. And he remained as the main defender and protagonist of Judaism. And he was a tower of strength in a very, very difficult time. Because as we will see, the rabbinate failed the Jewish people as well. It will not be the first time in Jewish history that unfortunately that happened. And the spiritual leadership of the time was unable to stand in the breach. In fact, as I will mention in a few moments, we will see that many of the great rabbinic leaders themselves converted for various reasons, some of which are just purely shameful. Now, this Rabbi Chasdai Kreskes was the teacher of Paul, the convert. Rabbi Chasdai Kreskes had another disciple by the name of Yehoshua Halorki, Joshua Halorki. Rabbi Chasdai, for whatever reasons, ghost wrote, is there such a word? That's all good. Now there is, and now it's on tape forever. Ghost wrote a polemic against the apostate Paul for this student, Yehoshua Halorki. And Yehoshua Halorki was a friend of the apostate, sent it to him. And the basic thing was, why did you sell out for money, and why did you sell out for honor, and it's all nonsense, and I know that you don't believe in any of that. It was a cutting, satirical, personal, very, very bitter attack. And this man, Paul, the Solomon Alevi, wrote him back a very nice letter. And he said, well, why don't we meet and talk about it? And the upshot of it was that he converted the Yehoshua Halorki to become a Christian. And Yehoshua Halorki took for himself the Christian name of Jerome. And as bad as Paul was, it was nothing compared to Yehoshua Halorki, because Yehoshua Halorki apparently was a little demented also, and he saw a vision.